I always try to do what's best for business. But when they bite the hand that feeds them, you have to put them back in their place. Because what goes around comes around. And what's best for business is payback.
The whole world is indeed sitting on a ticking bomb as we get closer and closer to the second annual WWE pay-per-view extravaganza, Payback. Hello and welcome to another wonderful installment of the All Taste Explosion with the Boogaloo Shrimp featuring John Pokemon here on the All Taste Explosion Radio Network. It's yours truly, Dennis Daniel, here to bring you everything you need for this Sunday's WWE pay-per-view extravaganza, the second annual Payback, with our Payback Preview 2. In the next half hour, we're going to run down the match card, give you our predictions on who will walk away, if any will walk away at all at Payback, and look a little bit closer at some of the matches that are going to take place this Sunday at Payback. With that being said, let's take a look at our first matchup for the evening. We will see two super heavyweights clash in a battle for ring supremacy as we see Big E take on the Bulgarian Brute, Alexander Rusev. Since his debut a few weeks ago on Monday Night Raw, Alexander Rusev, along with the ravishing Russian Lana, have been trying to prove Russian supremacy beats good old U.S. patriotism, and he has shown that he is a force to be reckoned with. However, this past Monday, on a special Memorial Day edition of Raw, while facing Zack Ryder, Rusev may have bit off a little bit more than he could chew when he decided to make an example out of Long Island IZ.
Typical Americans, always dwelling on past glories. To forge an elite society, you must have progressive vision, just like our elite, fearless Vladimir Putin. Pathetic Americans, those of you who are not willing to move forward, or simply are embarrassing patriots, will require disciplinary action to its highest level. Compliance with Mother Russia and her super athletes is not a choice. It's your future. Behold your destiny.
Rusev Putria, Rusev Maska.
Ryder looking to use some quickness here against the powerhouse Rusev, and here comes Zack.
Yeah, I think that's going to be Zack's only hope. Try to out quick Big Bulgarian, but I don't know if it's going to be possible.
Oh, man, 300-plus pounders. Just hammering away on Ryder. There the direct boost from Lana.
Rush him.
And now the accolade. Submission maneuver. Locked in. Ryder's got to tap out. He's got no choice. Stop him.
Okay. Come on, get him off there.
Well, Rusev was not going to drop the accolade, and Big E! Big E!
Oh!
Big E on his way to the ring! And Rusev attacking Big E now!
Rusev cut off the charge of Big E in a hurry.
Now Rusev got Big E back in the corner, and Rusev kicking away at Big E now. It's Big E! We try to come to the aid of Zack Ryder, has now run into this. Oh, wait a minute! Big E with a collision, and now Big E taking it to Rusev!
Rolling out,
and there goes Rusev over the top rope! Big E standing tall! Rusev knocked over the top rope and out onto the floor!
Come on, come on, come on!
right in the face of Rusev.
If you're a true WWE fan, you know one thing rings true in the World Wrestling Entertainment, is that patriotism is very big. And we will see two nations clash. It could be World War III for all we know, as Big E clashes with Alexander Rusev this Sunday at Payback. We now turn our attention to the kickoff show, which takes place at 7:30 on the WWE Network. In a unique match, we will see Los Matadores, El Torito, take on 3MB's Hornswoggle in a mask versus hair match. Now, let me explain the rules for that. If El Torito loses, he must unmask. But if Hornswoggle loses, he's going to get shaved bald in front of everyone on the WWE Network. How crazy is that? Now, this match, of course, is a continuation from the WLC match from Extreme Rules. And as we've seen over the past few weeks, 3MB and Los Matadores have gotten more and more aggressive towards each other, but things were taken to an all-new level this past Monday on Raw when El Torito took on Drew McIntyre.
Drew just left the UK. He'll never be able to go back.
Look at Hornswoggle.
Barbecue. I know they are.
Wait,
he's got his head off.
Got his whole head.
Oh.
Fight, little bull, fight. Yes.
Run, little bull.
Hey, wait a minute. Hornswoggle's got his tail.
What's his tail?
Ow.
No, no.
Ow.
No. Ow. Oh, my God, the humanity.
The detail.
He yanked his tail off. That is the most barbaric thing I've ever seen. He's naked. He doesn't have a tail.
He's naked, not naked.
Nothing's funny about this, Michael. Would you shut up?
So it looks like we're going to come to the end of our tail. Get it? No. Anyway, we're going to come to the end of our tale this Sunday at Extreme Rules in our mask versus hair match between El Torito and Hornswoggle. Once again, if El Torito loses, he must unmask. But if Hornswoggle loses, well, we're going to see a bald leprechaun. That'd be weird. What if El Torito unmasked and he had no hair underneath? That would make him a bald bull. Punch-Out fans will get that joke. Well, anyway, when we come back, we're going to look at the awesome last-man-standing match between John Cena and the leader of the Wyatt family, Bray Wyatt. You are listening to the Payback Preview 2 here on the Altitude Explosion Radio Network.
This is J.J. Dillon, the leader of the original Four Horsemen, and WWE Hall of Famer, Class of 2012. And you're listening to the Dennis Daniels Show, and you better not touch that dial.
And welcome back to the Payback Preview 2 here on the Altitude Explosion Radio Network, where we've been running down the match card for this Sunday's awesome WWE Payback. Now we're going to look at the last man standing match that will take place between John Cena and the leader of the Wyatt family, Bray Wyatt. Ever since February, these two have been clashing back and forth. John Cena holds a victory over Bray Wyatt at the grandest stage of them all, WrestleMania 30. And last month at Extreme Rules, through very sickening and disturbing tactics, Bray Wyatt was able to defeat John Cena in a steel cage match. However, this will come to a head this Sunday as we see both superstars compete in a last man standing match. Now, a last man standing match is very unique in WWE because it does not end with a three count. You have to beat your opponent so badly that they cannot get up after a 10 count. That's the only way that you can win a last man standing match. So pretty much anything goes. We now present a small look at this Sunday's last man standing match.
You said that you would never give up, even if it meant that you would be the last man standing. That Payback, I'd really like to put your little theory to the test.
If you're challenging me to a last man standing match, well, I'd accept. It's a last man standing match. There are no rules. There are no barriers, and there is no mercy. The only way to get out of a last man standing match is to beat your opponent so they can no longer stand and answer the count of 10.
When mountains crumble, I will stand. When oceans boil, there I will stand. John Cena stands alone, and alone he shall fall.
Live on pay-per-view, Payback is coming.
Bray Wyatt is the master of mind games, and he wants to get into the C-Nation leader's head. Well, this past Monday on Raw, he brought Jerry the King Lawler, one of John Cena's closest friends, into the ring to ask him about his so-called hero.
Now, Jerry, it is safe to say that you and John Cena, you are very good friends, right? Yeah, I'm sure you are. And it is also safe to say that you have helped John Cena attain a lot of his goals here. Become the hero he is today. And how did you do that? Because for years you have sat right there in that very seat and you have fed them all this nonsense about how John Cena is such a great man and what wonderful things he does for the world. But never once did you question his morality. You just bought up all of his garbage just like everyone else. And in doing so, you have fed this poison, and it has grown, and it has grown, and it has grown, until now it is out of control, Jerry Lawler. Do you feel guilty about this, Jerry? How do you feel remorse for destroying millions of lives all in his corrupt name? How does it feel to be a liar, Jerry? And did you really think that you were just going to get away with all this? Now, for what happens next, Jerry, I need you to understand, I am very sorry that it had to be you, but this is that necessary evil we have been talking about, Mr. Jerry Lawler.
Oh, my God. No, don't do this. Please don't do this, Bray. Please don't do... Here comes Cena! And now Harper and Rowan just beating down Cena. Wyatt had Jerry almost held hostage, and Cena, trying to go to the King, was blasted by Harper and Rowan.
Now, John, at Payback, I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to end you at Payback, John Cena, but right now, I want you to watch your friend fall. And I want you to understand that this is all your fault.
Oh, my God. Please don't. Please don't, Bray. Please don't. The Usos. The Usos coming to the aid. And I've seen it loading up Bray. Rowan Harper and Bray Wyatt have been kicked out of the ring and in retreat. King's been saved.
You know, when you first got here, everybody was excited, including me. Look at you. You look different.
I'm a god.
You're intriguing. Charismatic, and when you speak, people listen. But Bray, do you even listen to yourself? You just said you were a god. Abraham Lincoln once said, if you want to test a man's character, you give him power. Well, you've had a taste of that power.
and it's made you sick, Bray. It's made you sick. You look at what you just tried to do. Because an innocent man doesn't think the same way that you do, you try to eliminate him? That is not a necessary evil, Bray. That is just plain evil. I believe in who I am, and I believe in what I do. And I believe, whether the family likes it or not, you need to be stopped. And payback is not about winning. Payback is not about losing. Payback is about being the last man standing. You have accused me of living a lie. You have attacked my resolve. And now you want to punish innocent people for what they believe in? You take a look at me, my man. Because at Payback, I bring you to justice. And Bray Wyatt, justice may be blind, but for you, Payback will be a bitch.
Bray Wyatt was exposed tonight by John Cena.
John Cena made some really great points. When Bray Wyatt talks, people listen. But will talk be enough to help Bray Wyatt overcome the leader of the C Nation in a last man standing match? Or will John Cena finally put the demons to bed and defeat the leader of the Wyatt family? We'll find out this Sunday at Payback. We now turn our attention to the Intercontinental Championship. Rob Van Dam, Mr. Monday Night, also known as the Human Highlight Reel, will take on the current champion, Bad News Barrett. A couple weeks ago on Monday Night Raw, RVD won a beat-the-clock challenge to become the number one contender for the Intercontinental title, a title that he has held numerous times in the past. However, Mr. Bad News himself, in front of his people, had a few choice words to say to Mr. Monday Night.
The man is going to face Bad News Barrett in 2 weeks at Payback for the Intercontinental Championship.
The clock challenge and number one contender for the Intercontinental Championship, Rob Van Dam.
Well, that's good news for Rob Van Dam.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
Bad News Barrett
with a bullhammer.
Knocked him unconscious.
I guess so, from behind, when he didn't see it coming.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
You see, Rob, because you beat the clock, that means you have to fight me for the Intercontinental Championship. But not right now, because right now, we are in London. My capital city. And it just so happens that this is the home of Greenwich Mean Time. Now, Rob, you may have set the best time tonight, but it is in fact the English who set the time for the entire world. And mark my words, Rob, there is no way in the world at Payback this Englishman is gonna lose to a bloody Yank. Thank you very much.
Bad News Barrett has been unstoppable as the current Intercontinental Champion. However, can he overcome the human highlight reel that is Rob Van Dam? We'll find out this Sunday when he defends the title at Payback. When we return, we're going to run down the six-man tag team elimination match between The Shield and Evolution and the ultimate decision of WWE World Heavyweight Champion Daniel Bryan. You are listening to the Payback Preview 2 here on the Old Taste Explosion Radio Network.
This is J.J. Dillon, the leader of the original Four Horsemen and WWE Hall of Famer Class of 2012. And you're listening to the Dennis Daniels Show, and you better not touch that dial.
And welcome back to the Payback Preview 2 here on the Old Taste Explosion Radio Network, where we're running down the match card for this Sunday's pay-per-view extravaganza, WWE Payback. We now turn our attention to the main event of the evening, a six-man elimination tag match between the members of The Shield and Evolution. After reforming shortly after WrestleMania, Evolution wanted to put The Shield in its place. However, at Extreme Rules last month, we saw The Shield dominate Evolution. Now Evolution is back and they want to get revenge on the Hounds of Justice. Let's take a quick look at how this match came to be.
A big smile on your face, Sheamus holding the United States Championship, perhaps a message to Dean Ambrose, your luck is running out. Was this a veiled threat to The Shield?
Wow, investigative journalist, did you figure that out yourself, or did JBL help you through that?
How is any of this fair? I mean, Evolution left The Shield laying in the middle of the ring, Roman Reigns coughing up his own blood on Monday.
You've got to be tough. This is not one day here, one day there. This is every night. You want to be great, you get in the ring every night, and you show the world just how great you are. To prove themselves, to become great, because that's supposedly what they want to be. Become the superstars that they think they already are, but they aren't.
When is this all going to be over between you and The Shield?
This will be over when I say it's over. When I say it's over. I will give them the opportunity to prove to the world just how great they think they are. And I wish them the luck, because I don't know about you, Cole, but I believe in The Shield.
Is that all you've got? Because if it is, you have so many problems. You keep trying to knock us down and we keep standing tall. And we're never going to stop coming for you. It's no longer about business. It's personal. Believe that.
Of The Shield, I hope not. We want an Evolution that wants to fight.
Time to take the gloves off.
Time to put the Hounds of Justice to sleep. I've been a little disappointed in them. They're undisciplined. They're like a bunch of little kids. So it's gonna end.
We will adapt or you perish. That is Evolution.
You want a rematch? So be it. This one, the gloves are off. We will take you apart. You will fail to adapt.
What you see in this ring before you is the greatest example of Evolution you will ever see.
You sure you want to put your names on that paper? We want Evolution! What all of you are witnessing is the last time you will see The Shield.
We're gonna hunt them down.
Because
down.
You're not the Evolution that you once were.
And I'm gonna watch the ink dry on the contract that sends you right back into obscurity.
You put a nail in your own coffin.
We're gonna be the hammer that drives it home.
It's gonna be all out war.
These dogs are hungry and now they starve. Or angry.
You can't evolve into what it takes to beat The Shield.
We're gonna teach you that our brand of justice, we can serve a cold. Teach you to believe in the concept of payback. We're gonna teach you to believe in The Shield.
You want us to believe
We will not leave a shadow of a doubt. Evolution is the best.
What you're looking at is the most dominant force in the history of this company.
I remember thinking to myself, these guys are the future of the WWE, and you threw it all away.
Evolution has just passed you by.
Let me just say I've grown tired of this situation now. I was toying around with the Shield for a while. It actually humored me that they had the guts to challenge authority. I'm tired of it now. Batista's tired of it now. Randy Orton's tired of it now. So we're going to put an end to this. No holds barred. Anything goes. We're going to eliminate the Shield. One by one.
Sunday is the last we ever see of the Shield.
I guarantee you, Michael. Payback is over. Payback is over. The Shield will be no more.
Nothing but a statistic.
Triple H would like nothing more than to make the Shield go away, and go away for good. However, the Hounds of Justice are hungry, and they will show if they can adapt or perish this Sunday at Payback in the six-man elimination tag match. Now, a six-man elimination tag match works like this. Once someone is pinned, the match continues until all three members of either team is eliminated. And, because the authority is involved in this, that means anything can happen. Chairs can be used, tables can be used. It ends only if one team is completely eliminated. We'll find out who will walk away the winners this Sunday at Payback. While each of these matches have some recurring theme to Payback, we will also see Payback in the form of the surrendering of the WWE World Heavyweight Championship currently held by Daniel Bryan. Because of the extent of his injuries due to a recent neck surgery, Daniel Bryan will be forced to surrender the World Heavyweight Championship this Sunday at Payback to Stephanie McMahon. However, this past Monday on Raw, Stephanie provided Daniel Bryan with an ultimatum if he did not surrender the WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
I acknowledge that there's no shame in handing over this title, healing, coming back stronger than ever, and becoming champion again.
You're right, Daniel. There is no shame. And I can personally guarantee that you will have another championship opportunity as soon as you're well. You can do this all over again. I know you can.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to just do this all over again. Every bit of it. Yeah, that would be fantastic. But like I said, there's no shame in handing this over because these people do deserve a awesome WWE World Heavyweight Champion. But you tried to put this on me. And it's not about me. This is about you. You have wanted to strip me of this title ever since I beat your husband and won this title at WrestleMania 30. You're not doing this for them, you're doing this for you. And it would negate everything. If I just handed this over to you, if I just handed these titles over to you, it would negate everything that I fought for, everything that these people have fought for. Every time that anybody chanted yes in defiance of you, in defiance of your husband, in defiance of the authority, every time they chanted yes because I wasn't getting the opportunity, every time they chanted yes because you didn't give them what they want, if I handed this back to you right now, it would be throwing that all back in their face. So I'm going to tell you a word that you're not used to hearing. A word that you've probably never heard ever since the time that you were a kid. You want me to give you back the WWE World Heavyweight Championship? No. 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 No.
Well, I was afraid. way that this was going to happen, that you were going to let your ego get in the way of good common sense. I mean, you're actually buying into what these people are doing, and they're messing with your brain. I mean, maybe your injury messed with your brain. I don't know. Look, I didn't bring this up before because I wanted to be extra sensitive in terms of your delicate condition, but 2 weeks ago, when you were being loaded into an ambulance on Raw, your wife, Bree, she put her hands on me. And I know you didn't see it, so let's take a look. Bria, I don't know what to say. Stay away! And you're smiling, you approve of that, but, you know, you can't put your hands on the boss. Not only am I Bree's boss, I'm your boss. And for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Only in this case, the equal reaction doesn't quite measure up. Therefore, Daniel, I'm going to give you one more chance to do the right thing. This Sunday, at the Payback pay-per-view, you decide if you surrender the WWE World Heavyweight Championship or if I take action against your wife and make sure that she is fired!
Just when you thought the witch couldn't get any more wicked, now Daniel Bryan has an ultimatum. Either he surrenders the WWE World Heavyweight Championship to Stephanie, or his new wife, Brie Bella, will be fired. Will Daniel Bryan give in to Stephanie McMahon's outrageous demands, or will we see one of the Bella twins go the way of the dodo? We'll find out this Sunday at WWE Payback. Now, before we let you go get ready for this awesome pay-per-view that's coming up in a very, very short time, let's run down the card one more time to make sure you did not miss a single beat. Plus, we'll give you our predictions on who will walk away the big winners. In the kickoff at 7:30, we're going to see El Torito of Los Matadores go once again with Hornswoggle from 3MB. And this will be a mask versus hair match. Remember, if El Torito loses, he must unmask in front of the entire WWE Universe. However, if Hornswoggle loses, then he will be shaved bald. We gotta give it to El Torito. Hornswoggle pulling the tail out of this little bull as enough to make the bull's horn show, and he is going to run wild on Hornswoggle. So get ready to see a bald leprechaun this Sunday at Payback. For the United States Championship, newly crowned champion Celtic Warrior Sheamus will take on the King of Swing, Cesaro. They can never count out Cesaro, especially with Paul Heyman in his corner. He might do something to throw Sheamus off, and we could see a new United States Champion. I gotta give it to the King of Swing, just because Cesaro has been on a very impressive roll as of late, defeating superstars like Kofi Kingston and Mark Henry. So look for Cesaro to become a new United States Champion this Sunday. For the Intercontinental Championship, Mr. Monday Night RVD will take on Bad News Barrett. Now, I know a lot of you guys want RVD to win the Intercontinental title for an umpteenth time, but I'm afraid I've got some bad news. Bad News Barrett has been dominant since winning the Intercontinental title, and now he hopes to continue that momentum going through Payback. So look for Bad News Barrett to retain this Sunday. For the Divas Championship, new champion Paige will defend against the psychotic Alicia Fox. Now, Alicia Fox has been going off a rocker quite a bit as of late, and she wants to cash in on that and become the new Divas Champion. She's held it before, she wants to become a two-time champion, and she might just have the edge over Paige this Sunday. However, you can't count the youngest Divas Champion in history out, so look for Paige to retain the title this Sunday. It will be the clash of the super heavyweights as Rusev takes on Big E. You gotta give it to Big E. Three ain't enough, well, he needs five, and he will use those five to knock out Rusev and strike a blow to Mother Russia. For the good old US of A. Look for Big E to dominate the powerhouse Rusev this Sunday. In the last man standing match, you got John Cena taking on the leader of the Wyatt family, Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt has done everything possible to get into John Cena's head. Now that could go towards the Cena. Now that could end up favoring Bray Wyatt, but John Cena is just clear-headed and he wants to knock Bray Wyatt's lights out. However, can he knock them out for a 10 count? We'll find out this Sunday. For Evolution and The Shield taking each other on in a six-man tag team match, the match was just made no holds barred. That means anything and anything will happen this Sunday. We could see every superstar go through a table. Cher. We might even see a couple kendo sticks. But we gotta give it to The Shield. They just got the youth and the speed on their side. Triple H has been cunning as ever before, but he is in trouble with Orton and Batista fighting with each other. Look for The Shield to dominate Evolution this Sunday. And now, the big question. Will Daniel Bryan surrender the WWE World Heavyweight Championship to Stephanie this Sunday? As much as we hate to say it, yes, yes, yes. He loves his wife more than anything, and he would do anything for her. Unfortunately, that may come down to the fact that Brie may keep her job instead of getting fired. So look for Daniel Bryan to surrender the World Heavyweight Championship this Sunday. Well, unfortunately, that's going to do it for this installment of the Altus Explosion. We thank you all for joining us. Join us later this month. Actually, that will take place on the 27th of June as we get ready for the next awesome pay-per-view, Money in the Bank, with our Money in the Bank Mania 2. We'll see you all later on, and until next time, this is Dennis Dale from the Altus Explosion Radio Network saying, get ready, because payback is a bitch.